And I had some really, really good early teachers, including my high school AP biology teacher, Eric Kessler, who was really, really important to me. It was a public school in Kansas now. I moved from Ohio to Kansas. And with him, junior year of high school, we would go out. I would go out most days of the week, some weeks, some months. And we'd go and we'd look for lizards and snakes, and we'd watch birds, and we'd seine fish, and we'd just be outside all the time. And I think it was with him that I really solidified my love for biology and the science of life, and decided that I was probably leaning in that direction instead of my in the direction of my other great love, which was English literature. But I was still torn between the two. And I had really, really good high school counselors as well. And they told me, hey, you're doing really well in school. You better join a bunch of clubs and do enough extracurriculars and things so that you can be perhaps competitive for top schools. And it was at that time that I started thinking, wow, late in high school, wow, I could really go somewhere. I mean, somewhere, you know, beyond this. And I'd always known of a few places as great places for biology and paleontology. I always remembered, even when I was little, remembered Berkeley as a place, actually, that where a lot of paleontologists I saw on TV had studied. But I applied kind of naively. I had no family members who had gone to Ivy League universities. I didn't really know anyone who had gone to Ivy League universities. But I applied to big universities, and I got into several. And Yale sent me its view book. And in the view book were these beautiful pictures of the Great Hall, the Dinosaur Hall of the Peabody Museum of Natural History. And I thought, I looked at that, and I looked at the beautiful Gothic architecture. And my parents were trying really hard to get me to go to Stanford. And I just looked at this thing, and I said, this is where I'm going. And so I went to Yale for undergrad, graduated in 2005. It was a bit of a culture shock for me to be at an elite institution on the East Coast, but I love school. I eventually got to know a few professors who were really, really, really important to me in the development of my career.